Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffy Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location, default route, on this 35-degree Thursday morning. I take that back, Thursday afternoon. Not long ago, I was able to see the sun poking through those clouds. And I wanted to show you just how high the sun was at noon. It basically was about right there. It was nowhere near overhead. And it was south. I'm walking south now. I'm walking south now. And it was heavily south. Meaning that it wasn't, I guess that's the whole thing behind wintertime. That's why it's winter, because of the rise of the sun and the trajectory the sun takes in its orbit during wintertime. And you can see it barely get overhead. It's almost like it goes off to the side. It's like it comes up, peeks its head up on the side and goes away. But the clouds are getting thicker. I guess that's what that's telling me. The clouds are getting thicker as I walk this way. Yesterday, it was 55 degrees at about this time, a whole 20 degrees warmer, and it was getting drizzled. This time it dropped 20 degrees from yesterday, which was forecasted and anticipated, which is probably why the tickets to tonight's Steelers Browns game are so cheap. I mean, they're like almost one quarter the price that I've paid before. I could sit row 3 behind the Steeler bench for like $230. I'm used to paying upwards of $700 for that ticket. But even with that said, I'm not going. Not only am I not going, looks like a lot of other people ain't going either, judging by the price of tickets. Sit up there on that lake at night for a night game. For a game, dare I say, should not be competitive. Pittsburgh should come out and smash them. And then it starts at 8:20. Game might not be over till 11:20. So you're not getting home. I might not get home till 2 o'clock, which ain't no problem. But still, because I had granddaughter last night, and she did good. She woke up this morning, eye awake. I'm not sure if that was an alert, a warning, or a directive. But there was something in there. It was like, eye awake. And the way I felt it was like, okay, I got to do something. That means I got to do something. That means it's time for me to go on my job, I guess, huh? So I'm out here now, walking in it, getting it in. Yesterday, my off day, nice day. 60s was nice. 57, 58, 59, with the humidity and the light rain. It was nice. It was, my daughter even said, she walked outside and it was warm and it was kind of refreshing. She even got excited about it. I was like, you okay? Because it wasn't sunny. It wasn't sunny, sunshine or nothing. But it was comfortable. We went to the Eastwood Mall, which was kind of cool. I'm not sure if I've been there before. I mean, I'm sure I have, but I don't remember. So we went out there and walked around. Nice mall. Really nice mall. Niles is nice. You know what? Again. As soon as you get out of Youngstown, everything is nice. It's just as hard to say. As soon as you get out of Youngstown, everything is nice. Niles was bumping. I mean, and by bumping, I mean the lights, the businesses, what seems to be activity, the mall. The mall was really nice. Stores in it. And one thing about Eastwood Mall, and for some reason, I was right when I rode to D.C. the last time from here to the Funketeers Ball, I ended up listening to some AM radio. I guess the rental car just happened to be on that station or whatever. And it was the Dan Rivers show. But he had special guest hosts in there. A Jamie Diaya or somebody, and his female co-host. And I liked it. I really, really liked it. I was like, oh, I liked his tone. I liked the way he talked about things. I liked the way they handled it. I liked the callers. You know, the disposition and probably the political stance of the callers. You know, a lot of Trump people back here, Republican types. And I listened to it for like maybe an hour and a half while I could still get it. And then I, you know, got home and Googled it, found it on Spotify, blah, blah, blah. But it turns out, as I said, they were guest hosts. The two that I like were guest hosts. And Dan Rivers, whose show it is, you know, it wasn't him. And I listened to him. And he was, you know, he didn't grab me so much. He didn't grab me like Jamie Diaya or whatever his name is and the girl did. Called the Dan Rivers Show on 570, I think WKBN out here. I think it is, 570. But I found it on Spotify, you know, and I can listen to it the next day or whatever. So, and he said during one of the broadcast I was listening to that they was coming, you know, broadcasting from the Eastwood Mall. I was like, oh, you know, that was in my head. I remember that. Then when I got out to the Eastwood Mall, you know, I remembered it, but you know, I wasn't pressing it. But when I get out there, one of the first thing I noticed was the Youngstown TV station, WFMJ, had like a logo and an area. Not an area, I don't even think it was an area to broadcast. It's just like, it just said like the WFMJ food court or something like that. WFMJ this or that. I was like, oh, so I took a picture of it. Then I saw the WYTV one. I was like, oh, okay. Then I saw the WKBN one. All the stations have like logos or, I don't know, they sponsored like the aquarium or the food court, or I guess they donated money or something to have their logo out there. But all the stations there with their, you know, letters and their logo, you know, it triggers me. Stuff I grew up on, you know. And then I walked around and I saw the iHeart radio booth, or iHeart booth. I guess where Dan Rivers and then broadcast from in the Eastwood Mall. And it wasn't labeled with a radio station or anything. It was just iHeart all across the back. And very generic mics, seat, chair, you know, nothing. Looked like a hoteling. You know, I don't know if you know about hoteling and offices now. They just have like generic workstations where you come in, you just grab one and start working. You know, people don't really have, not too many. They're trying to get away from people having desks. You know, you just bring your laptop and you may have a locker there. Just grab any desk and work, you know. We do that when I go in. And we all usually get our same seats, too. We all usually get our same seats. We can reserve them ahead of time. And one day somebody was in my seat. You know, I let the whole world know. But that's what it looked like. But also an iHeart thing. I think it's like, it's kind of cool, you know. It was kind of cool. Here's the bus. Yesterday, I walked all the way downtown. Yesterday was my off day. I had some extra time. Blah, 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 this or that. So I said, you know, and even if I didn't have extra time, I would have made it back. I said, I'm going to walk all the way downtown. I'm going to walk my 10,000 straight and then go to the bus station downtown and catch the bus back. So that worked out. You know, I walked downtown, got a few pictures of downtown. You know, it was cool. Then I go to catch the bus back. And it was like, I guess at 1:10. I guess it was like at 1:10 or something like that. And I got to be careful with this. Last time I broke my selfie stick in the cold weather like this. That's how I broke my selfie stick last time. It was cold weather like this. The plastic just snapped. It was the same selfie stick. Because after it broke, I went and bought the same one again. Because I like this selfie stick. So, you know, I get down there, I'm walking. I figured I had my 10,000 steps in. So I get in line to get on the bus. The bus comes, you know, we all sitting there standing. And it was like a lot of people. Like, yeah, this is gonna be crowded. I think I just catch it. No, it was gonna be crowded. And while I was standing there, I looked and checked to see how many steps I had. I only had 8,800. I was like, damn, all right. Now I could have walked, you know, I could have caught the bus and went and got them later or something like that. I was like, yeah, I'll just catch the next one. No big deal. The catch is here. The buses are free. But the 8 market only runs once every hour. So when I let that 1:10 bus go by, the next bus wasn't coming until 2:10. And not that it mattered, but at 2:10, I'm usually back at the house by 2:10, by 2 o'clock. So when I came back to sit down for the bus, in the little stall thing they got, waiting thing place, there wasn't nobody in there. And I'm like, where am I at? And then I Googled to see when the bus was leaving, and it was 2:10. And it was only like 1:30. I was like, oh God. I was like, oh my God. Now, that explains it, because walking up and down here, I don't know if it was on the camera or not, but I saw a bus go by. It seems to me the buses run more than once every hour. From my standpoint, walking up and down here, it seems to me they run more than once every hour. But obviously they don't. Yeah, I guess I'm out here enough to where if I'm walking an hour, about an hour each way, and they're running in every hour each way, I will probably see numerous buses. And in my mind, I'm thinking they're running every 20 minutes. Okay. You know, I just wait. I catch the next one. Yeah, I just wait. I'll catch the next one. I sat down there, and so I'm sitting down there. I'm like, I can't sit here for no 45 minutes. Plus, we was downtown at a bus station. It's like the Greyhound bus station combined with the WRTA bus station. So you know what kind of people was out there. That part didn't bother me. In fact, that part was probably the entertainment. That part was probably added value. But you know what kind of people was down there. And it was Youngstown types. Woo! I will say this too. A lot of effeminate males. I would almost have to even say male prostitutes. Feminized, you know, walking, doing their thing. I was like, it was more than a few of them down there. Looking at folks, you know, doing their eyes, and just, you know, doing what they do. Wigs and stuff. There was a few of them down there now. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not sure if I expected to see that in Youngstown. LA, yeah, bigger cities, yeah. But here, for them to be out there open like that, I was like, oh, okay. And bold, you know, they always bold. You know, they act like they run the thing. And then you see your little, not little, but you know, you see your, not gangster types, but you know, them kind of dudes that be out there doing whatever they be doing there, hanging out, you know, whatever. Whatever's going on. You see some, probably not, I wouldn't quite say homeless, because I don't think homeless is a viable option back here. So you don't see too much of that. But you do see transient or people, whatever. You can just see, you know, they just out there. My hand's getting cold. I went back 4 times a day after I left. One was to get a scarf. One was to get to put the hoodie over my sweat sauna jacket that I forgot to put on. I even had the hoodie on over my sauna jacket yesterday when it was 55 degrees. And to forget to put it on now, shoot. I got the sauna pants on. I don't know if you can see them. Can you see them? I got the sauna pants on. And they working. They are working. I'm not cold. My hands are cold. Then I went back looking for gloves. I could have swore I had gloves here. I must have took them back with me. So I might stop by the 99 cent store or whatever. I mean Dollar General. Dollar General's all over this place. My God. They got Dollar Generals all over this damn place. I might stop by Dollar General, pick up a pair of gloves. I think that's what I did last time. I must have took them all back home with me. But, you know, it's nice. It's snowing. You probably can't see the snow. Or you might be able to see it on my sweat jacket. But 35 degrees. I'm not cold. Feet not cold. Legs not cold. Body cavity not cold. Arms are cold, neck. I went back, got that scarf. The hat. Only thing is my hands. And when I stop filming, I'll be able to pull this sweat jacket sleeves over my hands and warm them up. So tonight, Steelers Browns. If I know my Pittsburgh Steelers, they're going to make it harder than it should be. I got it. I'm about to buckle in. Strap up. Because if I know my Pittsburgh Steelers, they're going to make it harder than it should be. And I'll be sitting there watching it. Watching the game. And I think by that time, I'll have... No, the game should be over. By the time I think my daughter's leaving, go to work. And I'll have granddaughter till her father come pick her up. And the game should be over by then. No, it won't be. It'll just be starting. Oh my God. I forgot. I'm thinking 9:30 Pacific time. It won't even be halftime. Oh God. I'm gonna talk to my boss, talk to my supervisor. Talk to my supervisor, see if I can get off, work 6 hours, and get off at 9. Game starts at 8:20. There's gonna be so much going on, working, her, game. Should be able to handle it. I mean, I definitely can handle it, but, you know. Am I eating? Thank God I'm out here walking. Thank God I'm out here walking. There's something about being back here. I don't know if the eating is to compensate for the lack of jerry time or what the eating is compensating for. But I got my salad. I made my salad. But I'm still eating too much. Then after my salad, oh, last night, since we was out, it was my day off, I got a meatball sub from Bellaria. Meatball sub, onion ring, and french fry. Couldn't deal without the french fries. They went up with filler. The onion rings are good, though. Their onion rings are good. Meatball sandwich is pretty good, too. I should have told them to toast the bread. I told them to make the bread a little bit more tougher. Bread got kind of soggy or whatever. And you almost got to eat the meatball sandwich with a knife and a fork. But see, I'm going to hear all this. You see how they be walking around? T-shirts and flip-flops. I'm out here, five layers. So I had that last night. And then, you know, after I ate it, I wanted to, you know, continue to stuff myself, basically. So I went and got some marshmallows and some cherry sours. I didn't get a lot of them. You know, a dessert. You know what I mean? A dessert. I didn't get a lot. But I got enough to turn my stomach. So I was kind of, you know, I didn't like that. Because I had ate too much. I stuffed myself. Got on my scales at 219.4, which is going up. Usually 218.6, 218.2. Last night was 219.4. Kind of anticipated that. Woke up this morning, 216.6. I think this walking and my eating habits are keeping me hovering in the 213s, 213.8. You know, I think that's what's happening. It's keeping me 213.8. I might be 214 today, though. Because usually I think it's a lot of, it comes down to sweat, you know, sweat, water weight or whatever that I lose. But, you know, I was feeling some kind of way about myself because I was staying in the 213s. And if I could maybe go under the 212 or something. I'm definitely fighting it. I'm fighting it. I'm out here. I realized last time that I gotta walk. I gotta walk. I got, if I'm gonna eat, I can't miss a day. And that part of my regimen, I got down. I ain't gonna miss walking. And probably especially back here. Cause it's my alone time. And sometimes I admit, I be sneaking out, get out of there before they get going so I can get out here without granddaughter and have this time. You know, you got to carve that time out. You got to actually carve that time and make that time for yourself. It's just not going to happen. You really actually got to put in the effort and deliberately get that time. And and when I do, I feel better, quote unquote, better about it. Or I feel better. It does me good. Well-being, or whatever you want to call it. It helps. It definitely has an impact. Like yesterday when I took a really long time walking and stuff, you know, even when you're walking, you know, out there spending, you know, maybe an extra hour or so out, you know, without letting folks know where I was. You know, in your mind, you're like, oh, I got to get back, I got to get back. Or, you know, they expecting me back. Or should I text and you know, let them know where I'm at? Or this or that. And my phone was dying because I recorded a lot of video. So my phone actually did die before I got home. So I was trying to stay off it and preserve a little bit of battery power I had. And I'm out there wandering around Youngstown with no communication. You know, all that goes through your head, it makes it fun. And then so I get back, you know, like 2:30 or something. You know, like basically almost like a, probably about a half hour, 45 minutes later than I would on a regular day. I get back, they still sleep. She said they had woke up earlier and they were still asleep. I was like, is anybody here? I was like, is y'all here? And then here it comes. Boom, 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 boom. Grandfather! Grandfather! Grandfather here! Giving me her pacifier. And I know my mother was like, all right, go give grandfather your pacifier. Grandfather here! I was like, thank you. I mean, she is, I don't want to say sweet, but she's capable. She's fun and capable. And if I was to say she was sweet, a lot of y'all would understand what I meant. And it, I'm not saying that's not the right word to use, but it's just not a word I want to use. It's just not a word that I want to use. See, here's another bus. See? See? Oh, that's the 26. East Loop. See? That's different. That's not the same bus. That's a different bus. See that? That's the 27 East Loop. That's not the same bus. Here we are. Doing it again. Here we are. Ooh, that's a good picture, isn't it? Here we are. So was Isaiah. Oh yeah. Sweet ain't the word I would want to use. And sweet very well may be the word that it is. But yesterday I was like, not that there's something wrong with this child. Not like that. But she turns on, you know, and I'm like, I don't remember my niece being this turned on all the damn time, you know. I remember my niece just sitting there casually a lot of times, you know, just sitting there and, you know, not asking or looking or pointing or talking or engaging. So we was like, a lot of it is part of personality. I was thinking, how much of that did we train her? How much of that is our responsibility? You know, engaging her and encouraging her to be engaged. Because she woke up, she said, I awake. And my, you know, from where I hear it, it's like, time for you to do something. Time for you to attend to my attention. And she just starts, you know. And it wasn't starting like screaming. She eventually gets worked. In fact, she turned up. I was like, not yet. And she wasn't turned up. She was still, you know, kind of, you know, mild mannered, talking in a softer voice, you know, but definitely ready to engage. Definitely ready to start the engagement party. That means you gotta participate in something. So, you know, then now when I get back, she'll probably be screaming and hollering and banging on stuff, doing all that. And I wonder how much of that could have been trained out of her. Or how much of that did we train in her? Because I have to admit, I may have had something to do with that. I have to admit, may have had something to do with how aggressive she is with, you know, her external surroundings. But I was like, anybody, I don't remember my niece being this loud and not disruptive. Disruptive, I guess it definitely is probably disruptive, but disruptive is probably not the right connotation. But going well. It's going well. We're surviving so far. Me and my daughter and the child, we're getting along pretty well. I'm not at the, I'm ready to go home yet. Not even close. Not even close to that yet. But then I've only been here, what, 4 days? Let me see. Sunday, 5 days, six. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 5 days. And this is going to be an extended stay because of ticket prices. And I need to take off that. I really do need to take off that Tuesday. In fact, I am. I'm going to take off that Tuesday. I'm going to have to take off that Tuesday. So I'll be off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. That could be like my vacation. Instead of just taking days off and going and do stuff. You know what I mean? Can you take days off to fly here or fly there? Then to fly right back and go straight to work. It's kind of like not a day off. As I said before, this is because I'm out there partying, quote unquote partying, or seeing concerts, having a good time. I'm still expending energy, and that energy needs to be accounted for and replaced and replenished. I could have walked down the other side of the street. I think I might do that. I could have walked down the other side of the street just to break it up. I saw that Boardman Hobby Center over there. Kind of want to walk over there and get a shot of that. Almost could have made. Is there a light? Is there a light I can push over here? There ain't. All right. I gotta do it like they do it here. Walk out in the middle of, oh, I got it. I made it. We made it. We made it. That's about that. It gets to the point that all your talking you do, you're talking like you're talking to a 3-year-older. We made it. Yay. Boardman Hobby Center. Folks out here in shorts and whatnot. Yeah. Used to love this. I remember Amor's Hobby Center. Used to be down the street. Now look at it. Where's the trains? Where's the trains? Oh, incline setup. There's the trains, see it? Line of trains. Oh, I'm gonna get me a train set one day. They're pushing Lionel. I never liked Lionel. I like HO size. Woo. Call it Square. Pizza Joe's. I'm not sure if I had Pizza Joe's pizza before. Still haven't had the Sandwich Factory. We gotta do that. My daughter reminded me. I wanna do the Sandwich Factory. Did I pass it? I don't think I did. I'm gonna do the Sandwich Factory. I don't even know what kind I'm gonna get. Am I gonna get a sub with like cold meats? Cause I had a sausage sandwich yesterday. I kinda don't want a hot sandwich. Do I want like an Italian sub with the bread and, you know, cold cut, cold meat, lunch meat or whatever, cold cuts, whatever. You know, also back here, people at Spargo pointed out to me that Isley's is still making food. Isley's is still a thing. I meant to Google that. Isley's was something that, you know, was big, I guess, back here or other places, too, when I was younger. And it kind of, I don't know, I guess the stores or whatever went defunct or whatever, the brick and mortars, but I guess they still do ham wherever they are. I meant to Google to see what Ozzy's was about. Because the Ozzy's that I really remember was the one in Farrell that we used to go to as kids. We can walk there with our money and get candy and stuff. That's the one I remember. That was actually a store with one of the best candy windows ever. One of the best candy windows ever, and that's where I kind of got hip to Swedish Fish. They were like a penny a piece or something like that. That's where I remember Isley. We were going to Isley's. It was the Brocklears, and it was Isley's. We're going to Isley's. Walk up the street. And also that was where, in that city, I was allowed to run around at a very young age. You know, maybe like 9, 10, 11, 12, whatever. I ain't gonna say full run of the city, but, you know, being there with my grandmother, great-grandmother, and my cousins, they had full run of the city. These in Vernon was crazy. They had full run of the city. And they used to have me go in places that I felt like uncomfortable. I'm like, it's too far. They didn't care. I wasn't used to going that far away from home. But Farrell, we grew up being comfortable running around that place like I owned it. And then when I got a car, you know, I come out like that, ready to ride through the city. Folks kind of already knew me. And because they knew who I was, then I was one of them stewards. I was a relative of them stewards. So wasn't nobody going to mess with me. Let alone Mon Connie and them, all them cousins and Brodies and shorts I got back there. Wasn't nobody going to mess with me. I won't worry about that. Because everybody knew them stewards. Probably everybody knew them Brodies and shorts too. I was a Mitchell. Not too many people probably knew about the Mitchells. At least not on street level. At least not on the street. And probably the more municipal and judicial upper echelons is probably where they knew who the Mitchells were. So I come from, I got both sides like that in me. And so because the stewards back there, I always say, you ain't a real steward unless you got a state championship. And sure enough, them little people, hey, he got a turn, let her turn. She got a turn. You blowing that? You see that? You could have went around. I understand people's frustration though. I understand it. I ain't mad at them. I ain't mad at them at all. You know, people living their lives. They got, you know, deadlines and responsibilities and, you know, I know everybody ain't living the life I'm living. Oh, organized and manicured and things in place and adjusted and set to where very few times things just come out of the blue at me. I'm able to anticipate a lot of what's going on and even have things in place to help if something blindsides me. You know, have my foundation and my backup. You know. So I can't really, I understand people going through stuff. You know, I ain't going, I get it. I get it. Feels good. It feels good. That's it. You ain't a steward unless you want a state championship. In fact, I used to listen to my cousin, Danny, my grandmother's house. She put him on the radio. We listened to Danny on the radio playing for the state championship. at grandma's house, us running around there. She'd be in the kitchen. She was always in the kitchen, though. The kitchen was her spot. Yeah, every now and then she'd come in the living room. I'd go get pizza. She'd be jabbering. Give me a piece of that pizza. I give her some pizza, she eat her pizza. We'd sit there, watch TV. She'd start watching her Perry Mason and her stuff. And it was kind of cool, because I was like 15, 16 or whatever. You know, I may or may not have had a buzz. Just kind of cool out with her. And, you know, I'd stay there. I would stay there. You know, sleep on the couch. And, hey, Grandma. You know, hang out, just me and her. You know, it wouldn't be nobody else there. I had a car. One time I put her in the car, took her for a ride. So come on, we're going to go, get dressed. We're going to go for a ride, I'm going to take you for a ride. When I first got my license or whatever in the car, we went riding. And she was looking at stuff, that, you know, in the city and pointing out this and pointing out that. And I remember, it was my great-grandmother. That's my mother's grandmother. So, you know, Farrell, it's all back here. I'm thinking about Farrell, like I'm in L.A. I'm talking about Farrell, thinking in my mind, like I'm in L.A. This is, you know, part of Farrell. This, I'm back here now. In fact, I need to get over there. Little 21, Channel 21 News. I need to get over there. Oh, there's a sandwich factory. There's the sandwich factory. I'm going to go. I'm going to Google it. I should go in there and get a menu. I'm going to go. We're going to go. I should go in there and get a menu. I've been seeing this sandwich factory here for years. We're going to do it. We're going to do it because we said we're going to do it. Sandwich factory. I didn't even check to see the time and stuff. Am I on schedule? Am I behind? You gotta watch these folks. Sandwich factory. These people act like they don't understand what's going on. Cyber Express. Whatever this is. Look like an empty building. Sandwich factory, open Sundays. I should go in. I should go in to get a menu. I'll Google the menu because I'm going to come here. Well, they got sitting down area in there. Embroidery custom. Oh. Get the number. Custom embroidery. Suit designs. You know, I want to take advantage of the low cost of living back here. Take advantage. I'm gonna take a picture. Take advantage of the low cost of living back here. See if I can get some cheap labor, some cheap work done. It don't matter if it's done here or LA. Get some specially, you know, have them do some work for me. Design something for me. Let somebody else design it, because obviously I can't do it. Obviously I don't have the creative flair. I just know what I like. And when he said, well, you should make what you like and put it out there. Yeah, okay, so I don't really like what I like. No, I like what I like. I don't like what I can make. I like what I like, but I can't make what I like. That makes sense. Uptown Pizza, I think I might want to try that one day too. I think I have. All right, I think that's about, okay. I'll do this again. Cause I don't know if I probably did get it on high resolution. But I want to make sure I got where Amer's Hobby Shop was. Very special. place for me. Also, I'm going to try to stabilize her on this video, these videos I'm making. I want to try to use the stabilizer to see if I can make them a little bit, because I think they're a little bit shaky. See, I think Boardman Hobby Center used to be in this building. As I remember, I think Boardman Hobby Center used to be in this building. And Amor's Hobby Shop used to be in that one. And I think they use this same sign where it says Mark Grills. I think that's at Amor's Hobby Shop up there. I think that's the same damn sign probably. And it was in... It was right there. That's where Amor's Hobby Shop was. What? I think I see it. Yep, see it? You can see it. It says Amor's. See it? Can you see that? Amor's Hobby Shop. Whoa. See it? Oh, wow. Can you see that? They painted over it. Wow. Amor's Hobby Shop. See that? Can you see it? Wow. That's cool. What does that say? They paint over this one too? Yep, you can see it. A-M-E-R. See it? A-M-E-R. Amor's. Oh. You can see it. That's cool. That made me feel good. That made me feel good. I'm glad I crossed the street and came over here. That made me feel good. Hands aren't cold anymore. Torso is definitely not cold. Feet not cold. Extremities not cold. Arms not cold. Hands not cold. Nose not cold. I bet you... The temperature went up. You know one thing back here too? Don't think the temperature don't go up at night. Don't think the temperature won't go up at night. Don't ask me how or why. But it seems like it'll get dark and feel more comfortable warmer. Do not ask me why or how that works. Because last night, because in California, now, as soon as it gets dark, you just know it's going to... Okay, air quotes on cold. As soon as it gets dark, it gets cold. Air quotes. In California. Every night, no matter how hot it is during the day, at night, all that goes away. All of that just goes away. Here, I've seen it seem like it got warmer. When the sun went down. Another thing too, since I'm doing it like this, on the stick, it's gonna shake a little bit. That's what I'm talking about with the camera. I notice when I'm holding it with my hand, when I'm holding the phone with my hand, it doesn't shake. But walking like this, you'll get some shake. And what I wanna do is take it home, put it in my CyberLink power director and do a little bit of video stabilization. See if that helps, what it does. And also how long it takes. How long it takes, if it actually makes a difference. Because the app that I'm using to shoot this with, I don't know. I gotta check and see if it has video stabilization or whatever. When I usually shoot like this, I usually use the low resolution because I don't really care about the video. It's just really for the audio. The only reason I'm shooting like this now is because it's, you know, with the ultimate remote location, and you know I want to capture as much as I can. You know, as memorabilia, but you know, I want it at a higher quality. Here's where me and granddaughter would stop. run around. Better stretch your legs. Shot some video here too. Set the tripod up on the selfie stick. Shot some video. Yeah. All right. I think that's enough. Don't you? I do. Not too much going on now. Anyhow, be gentle. I'm being real gentle with this. I ain't trying to break it again. I have to order another selfie stick. I need my selfie stick. I need it. Anyhow, swing on y'all 2 times.
For me?
For the funk. And for Youngstown, Ohio. The ultimate remote location. I love being from Youngstown, Ohio. I love this place. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, theory of the universe, hypothesis of all. Wait a minute, one more shot. This place here. Method 8. Store, web design, and stuff. Maybe having stuff out there for sale. You know, probably just on the merchandise hustle. You know, nice little spot. Get some stuff. Was that a train? What kind of train is that? Shoes. You know, see, they just got stuff. Yeah. I ain't gonna say junk, but you know, one of them kind of stores. Hypothesis, oh, there's another thing I want to show you. Oh, see, there's a 909 number. What is that about? See that 909 number? Oops, what is that? I don't want to do that.
Stop that.
Go back. 909 number. I always see that, and it makes me trip. IPPV.com, I went to that website, too, and I forget what it was, something about pay-per-view. I think it's like IPV or something. It's kind of, you know, one of those kind of places anyway. And there's the long view of the waterworks thing they build, stormwater thing. That's some physical therapist. We out here. Sound gymnastics. All right. Hypothesis. See, so much of it, I just want to keep shooting. Think I'm going to walk up here by Forest Lawn. So since I'm over here, I'll just go ahead and shoot that. See the trees? Hopefully I can get a good screenshot if I need be. Forest Lawn, cemetery, trees, the leaves on the ground. There's the storm water park they're building. All the leaves are gone, and the skies are gray. All right, and with that, hypothesis. Hypothesis of all. As one.